At least I'm questioning this whole approach of system and method towards enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
Even in factories, sir, a man who merely moves the button or pushes this or that, he doesn't produce as much as the man who is free to to learn as he goes along.
Can we put that into this bhavana?
Why not?
Can we put that this
Why
into
not?
That bhavana?
Why not?
Then it works.
Then it we, that is the only way.
Yeah.
That's the real bhavana.
Hmm.
Learn as you go along. Therefore, no method. Therefore, keep awake.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, be alert as you go along.
Mm-hmm.
If I take a walk, and if I have a system, a method of walking, and I'm concerned with that, then I shan't see the birds, the trees, the marvelous light on the leaf, nothing. Should I accept the teacher who gives me the mold? He may be as peculiar as I am.
Mm-hmm.
And there are teachers who are very odd.
Yes, yes.
So I said, I reject all of that.
But the problem is again of the beginner.
Who is the beginner? The immature one?
Practically.
Therefore, you are giving me a toy to play with?
Some sort of opening through which he
toy.
Mm-hmm.
And he enjoys that toy. He says, I'm practicing all day. And his mind remains very small.
Perhaps that is your answer to this Bhakti Yoga question too. But again, somehow they wanted to help these people break through.
I am not at all sure, sir. I am not at all sure.
I'll discuss this bhakti. Coming to bhakti yoga, the bhakta is encouraged to worship God even in temples and images, feeling the divine presence within. In quite a number of our mantras, it's repeated again and again and again. You are the all-pervading, you are the omnipresent, etc., etc. Krishna asks the devotee to see God in the objects of nature and then as the all. At the same time, through japa or repetition of a mantra with the corresponding awareness, tad japas tad artha bhavana, of its significance, the devotee is asked to perceive that the divine presence outside is identical with the indwelling presence. Thus, the individual realized his oneness with the collective. Is there anything fundamentally wrong with this system?
Oh yes, sir. Sir, there is a whole... The communist bloc doesn't believe in God at all.
You may not use that word.
They have put the state or... They don't believe in that at all. They are selfish, they are frightened, they are, but there is no God, no mantras, no none. Another doesn't believe in any of that. Doesn't know mantras and repetition, japa and all the rest of it. He says, I want to find out what truth is. I want to find out if there is God at all. There may be no such thing. And the Gita and all, they assume that there is. You see, they assume there is God. And who are they to tell me there is or there is not, including Krishna or X, Y, Z? I said, you may be your own conditioning, that is. You are born in that peculiar climate, with that peculiar tradition, with that peculiar attitude, and you are just believing. And then you lay down rules how to get it. But if one rejects all authority, including the communists, including the Western and the Asiatic, all authority, then where am I? Then I want to find out. I am unhappy, I am miserable.
But am I free from conditioning? No.
That's my business, to be free. Otherwise I can't learn.
Mm-hmm.
If I am still a Hindu for the rest of my life, what has finished? The Catholic remains Catholic.
Mm.
And the communist is equally deadly.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So is it possible, that's the question really, is it possible to reject all conditioning which accepts authority?
Mm-hmm.
Can I really reject all authority and stand alone to find out? And I must be alone.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if I am not alone in the deepest sense of that word, I am just repeating what Shankara Buddha X, Y repeats. Mm-hmm. What's the point of it? Knowing very well the repetition is not the real.
Mm-hmm.
So mustn't I, mature, immature, or half mature, semi-mature, mustn't they all learn to stand alone? It is painful because they say, well, oh my God, how can I stand alone? To be without the children, to be without God, to be without the commissar. So there's fear.
But you think everyone can work out this fear, get out of it?
Why not, sir?
Mm-hmm.
If you cannot, then you're caught in it.
Mm-hmm.
Then no amount of gods and mantras and tricks will help you. They may cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
They may bottle it up.
Mm-hmm.
They may suppress it and put it in the refrigerator. But it is always there.
Now there is the other method of standing alone, Raja Yoga. The student is asked to cultivate again certain virtuous qualities which, now, on the one hand make of him a good citizen, and on the other remove possible psychological barriers, possible.
Yes.
The sadhana, which is mainly awareness of thought, which includes memory, imagination and sleep, seems to be close to your own teaching. Seems to. Asana and pranayama are auxiliaries perhaps. And even the dhyana of yoga is not intended to bring about self-realization, which is admittedly not the end product of a series of actions. Krishna clearly says that yoga clarifies perception. Atma shuddhaye. Do you approve of this approach? It's purely, there's no, not much of help here involved. Even Ishvara is, it's only Purusha Vishesha. It's a sort of guru, invisible, in the indwelling presence.
Yes, sir. What is the question there?
Do you approve of this approach? There is a method of sitting in meditation and trying to dive deeper and deeper and finding the self.
Wait, that one has to go into the question of meditation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Patanjali defines meditation as the absence of all world idea or any extraneous idea, that is
bhakti shunyam. Look, sir, I haven't read a thing. Patanjali.
You are Patanjali?
No, I've never read anything except a little bit of the Bible as a literature, because very good English, that's all. Here I am, I know nothing.
Mm.
I only know that I am in sorrow. And I have got a fairly good mind. Right? And I have no authority. Shankara, Krishna, Patanjali, nobody. Because I am absolutely alone. That I am, you follow? Mm. I have got to face my life. Mm. And I have got to be a good citizen. Not according to the communist or the capitalist or the socialist.
Hmm.
Good citizen means behavior.
Hmm. Hmm.
Not, which is not different in the office and different at home.
Hmm.
Right?
No.
Now, what I want to find out, how to be free of this sorrow.
Hmm.
That's one.
Hmm.
Right. Then, being free, I shall find out if there is such thing as God.
Hmm.
God or whatever.
Self or whatever.
Whatever it is. Hmm. So, how am I to learn to be free of this enormous burden?
Hmm.
That's my first question.
Yeah.
Hmm? Hmm. I can only understand it in relationship with another. I can't sit by myself and dig in, because I may pervert it, because my mind is too silly, prejudiced. So I have to find out in relationship with nature, with human beings, with what this fear, this sorrow is, in relationship only. Because if I sit by myself, I can deceive myself very well. There, in being awake, in relationship, I spot it immediately.
If you are alert.
And therefore, that is the point.
Yes.
If I am alert, watchful, I find it out. And that doesn't take time to find out.
But if one is not.
Therefore, the problem is to be awake, to be aware, alert. Is there a method for it? For it, sir. If there is a method which will help me to be aware, I practice it.
Yeah.
Is that awareness? Because in that is involved routine. Acceptance of authority, repeating, which is gradually making my alertness
dull.
So I reject that, the practice of awareness, alertness. So I say, by joy, I can only understand sorrow in relationship, and that understanding comes only through alertness. Therefore, I must be alert. I am alert because my demand is to end sorrow. Therefore, I must be alert. If I am hungry, I want food, and I go after food. In the same way, I discover the enormous burden of sorrow in. And I discovered it through relationship. How I behave with you. How I talk to people. You follow? In that process of relationship, this thing is revealed.
But in that relationship, you are all the time self-aware, if I may put it so.
Yes, yes. I'm aware, alert, watching.
Yeah. Is it so easy for an ordinary person?
It is if the... If the man is serious and says, I want to find out. The ordinary man, sir, 80-90% says,
yes.
I'm not really, what are you talking about? Go away, I want to be entertained. By the Gita, by the Bible, by the church, by Jesus, by Buddha, I want to be entertained. Footballers, I don't care. But the man who is serious, he says, I'll find out. Find out, not just in vain.
Yeah.
I want to see if the mind can be free from sorrow, and it's only possible to discover it in relationship. I can't invent sorrow, or in relationship, sorrow has come.
But the sorrow is within.
Yes, sorrow is within. Naturally, it's a psychological phenomena.
Yeah. You wouldn't want a man to sit and meditate and try to...
Therefore, let's come back
sharpen.
To... Now come back to the question of meditation. What is meditation? Not according to Patanjali, mm-hmm. not according... I don't read.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want even to mm-hmm. know what they think. Because I might be totally mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And I might be mistaken when I say, I know how to meditate.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to find out.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, now what is meditation?
Mm-hmm. Waiting for
it. Yes, sir, yes, sir. Yeah. What is meditation? Sitting quiet, concentrated, controlling thought.
Watching, perhaps.
Watching. You can watch when you're walking.
And difficult unless
you're eating. When you are listening to people. When you are, and somebody is saying something that hurts you, flatters you. That means you have to be alert all the time when you are exaggerating, when you are telling half-truths, when you follow it. So, to watch you need a very quiet mind. There's this, that's meditation. The whole of that is meditation.
To me it looks as though that Patanjali evolved an exercise for quietening the mind, not on the battlefield of life, but start it when you are alone and then extend it
to the relationship. But if you escape from the battle
for a little while,
you see, if you escape from the battle, you haven't understood the battle. The battle is you. How can you escape from yourself? You can take a drug, you can pretend that you have escaped, you can repeat mantras and jab and all kinds of, but the battle is going on. Therefore, first you say, get away from it, quietly, and then come back to it. That is a fragmentation. We're suggesting, look at the battle. You're involved in it, you're caught in it, you are it.
That leads us to the last. You are it. That's,
you are the battle.
You are it, you are everything. You are the battle, you are the fighter, you are away from it, everything. And that is what perhaps Jnana Yoga implied, suggested. According to Jnana Yoga, the seeker is asked to equip himself with the four means. Viveka, seeking the real and discarding the false. Vairagya, not seeking pleasure. Shat Sampat, which meant in effect to living a life conducive to the practice of this yoga. Mumukshutva, a total dedication to a search of truth. The disciple then approached a guru, and the sadhana consisted of shravana, hearing, manana, reflection, and nididhyasana, assimilation, which all of us do here. The guru adopted various means to enlighten the student, which usually implied the realization of the all or the whole being. Shankara describes this thus, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmaeva Napara. The infinite alone is real, the world is unreal, the individual is non-different from the infinite, so that there is no fragmentation there. Shankara said that the world is Maya, by which he meant that the world appearance is not the real, which one has to investigate and discover. The Upanishads envision the truth in the following Mahavakyas, Prajnanam Brahma. Consciousness is the infinite, Aham Brahmasmi, I am the infinite, or I is the infinite, Tat Tumasi, Thou art that, I am Atma Brahma, the Self is the infinite. Even these should lead to cosmic consciousness or the realization, Sarvam Khaluvidam Brahma, Neha Nanasti Kinchana. Everything is, the all is Brahman, all is the infinite. The infinite is the infinite. and its active manifestation in daily life, which Krishna thus describes in the Gita. Brahmarpanam brahmavihi, brahmagrama brahmanahutam, brahmaiva tena gantavyam brahma karma samadhina. The yogi is then aware that the action, the doer of the action, the instruments involved, and the object towards which the action is directed are all one whole, and thus fragmentation is overcome. How do you react to this Jnana Yoga method? First, there is this Chat Sampat, the Sadhana Chatushtaya, which the disciple is, prepares himself for it. Then he goes to the Guru and sits and hears the truth from the Guru, and then sits and reflects over it and assimilates the truth till it becomes one with him. And the truth is usually said in terms of these formulas. But these formulas we repeat, they are supposed to be realized. Has this perhaps some validity?
So, if you hadn't read any of this, none of these. Raja Yoga, Kama Yoga, Bhakti, everything you want. Patanjali, Shankara, nothing. What would you do?
Perhaps I would have had to find out.
What would you do?
Struggle.
Struggle. Which you are doing anyhow. What would you do? Where would you start? Knowing nothing of what they have said, including what the communist leaders have said, Marx, Engels, Lenin, Stalin, all the butchers. I haven't read a thing, I don't want to know. I am here, ordinary human being. Where am I to be? I have to work, karma yoga. I have to work. Garden, cook, in a factory, in office, I have to work. And also, there is a wife and children. I love, I hate.